Researchers and drug companies running clinical trials are up against a big image problem. A new survey suggests only 40% of Americans have a good overall impression of the studies that lead to new medicines and therapies. From WHYY's health desk, Tanya English reports on one recruitment effort at the University of Pennsylvania.
Kathy Jajewski leads a study testing the effect of African dance on older people's mood and cognitive ability. She and hundreds of researchers across the country are looking for ways to slow the progression of Alzheimer's disease.
And wouldn't it be great if we could do an intervention that wasn't taking a pill, that people actually enjoyed doing, and we could say, hey, look, this works.
Previous research has looked for links between exercise and a lower risk for dementia, but Jajewski says those clinical trials have limited value.
The studies that have been done are almost 100% Caucasian older adults and no African Americans.
Blacks make up more than 13% of the U.S. population, but only 5% of those who participate in medical studies. In Philadelphia, one group of study volunteers is learning African dance. The other participants are part of an education and discussion group.
It's very invigorating. It's very stimulating.
Gracie Cloyd, who's 67, says she's surprised about how much she didn't know about Africa.
It is so rich with their diamonds and how the cocoa is imported, the coffee, the cashews. And I've been eating cashews all these years, and I never knew it was come from Africa.
Lots of Americans worry about participating in medical research. In a survey released last month, respondents mentioned concerns about side effects, safety, and feeling like a guinea pig. The survey suggests that only 35% of all Americans are likely to enroll in a clinical trial. I'm Tanya English, WHYY News.